Today, we're interviewing Henry with Henry's Arm Care Guide. Henry's idea, Henry's Arm Care, is a small, physical, single-page guide made to help baseball players who are unable to perform at peak level because of their arm pain. It's executing this by instructing players on certain exercises to do in order to reduce their pain. So, Henry, what problem is your project focused on solving, and who's your target market?
So the problem that I'm focused on solving is arm pain, and then the market is going to be my like high school baseball players or anyone younger than that.
And how did you discover this problem?
So I personally discovered this and experienced this, but I also before that read stories about this, about like some players getting hurt and not being able to play later on. And then of course when I played baseball, I've had problems getting my arm hurt and not being able to play at the level that I would like to.
Yeah, so tell us more about some of those stories. Like, what is something that inspired you to start working on this particular problem of arm pain?
I think the specific story was this one Japanese high school player who I think when he was in playing in this big national tournament, his coaches made him throw many pitches, way more than it would be considered like acceptable nowadays. And after that, he was never really the same because of the overuse on his arm.
And so, what impact then does this problem have on people in your target market?
So I think the explicit impact that it's going to have is it's going to cause people to, or the direct impact is going to cause people to perform at a lower level, which in turn could cause them to not get the same opportunities they would later on. And you could think that it could cause someone to lose scholarships if they get injured and can't play anymore, which is a whole future that they're going to be missing out on.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of preventative work that needs to happen. And so, what is your solution and what's the value proposition?
Yeah, so my value proposition is going to be for baseball players with arm pain, Henry's Arm Care Guide is a simple instruction guide that shows how to help with arm pain. And unlike a trainer, it's free and easily accessible.
So, tell us more about your experiments you've been conducting to solve this problem with baseball players. What are some of the different ideas you tested out?
So I think first I decided on how I was going to actually use the or find equipment that would help people get rid of their arm pain or at least benefit it in some way. And you could see on one of the images that I have there, I've put a like little red box around it. Those are Jaeger bands, which are something that are super common and you often see in like a baseball player's bag. But something I found is that people generally don't know what they're doing. They just do whatever feels good in the moment, which might not be the best for their future. So what I did for tests is I asked a bunch of trainers, like, hey, what would you recommend for certain arm pain areas? Like certain areas that you would have arm pain in it. And they gave me a lot of stuff, and I helped tell people how to explain that as simply as I could, or generalize that for most people to make it simple for other people. And then also another one of the experiments I did is with my friend there on the right in that picture. His name is Joseph. He was a huge help to me by giving me feedback on like certain things that I would tell him just to make sure it wasn't just a specifically me basis. And then I asked people later on, but he was always a huge part of my help.
And so, what's something you did during this process that you're really proud of?
I think the thing that I'm most proud of is the fact that I was just able to get out there and talk to people who I normally wouldn't have talked to at one point in time.
And so, tell us more about your arm care guide.
Yeah, so here you have just this was the final product of the Arm Care Guide with the three most like general things. These are stuff that I do before any time I throw nowadays. And I think it's been a huge help for me and I've gotten great feedback on it. So I tried to simplify it as much as possible. I added an orange background to help it stand out. And then I tried to like add a couple little color highlights every now and then just to make it look good. And then of course there's images with help.
Yeah, I love seeing this come together. And so, what did you learn from the innovation process that you think will benefit you in your future?
So I think the biggest thing that I actually learned is that you can always consider that there's going to be other solutions to a certain problem other than the one that you first start with. Don't get married to that solution, but you should still try with that solution.
And what's the top advice you'd give yourself if you could start the innovation process over again?
I think just dive right in. There's really no way to overthink. Well, there are ways to overthink things, and that's what you want to avoid. But a lot of the time, the best thing you could do is just to dive right in and focus on getting something done. Because the worst case scenario is you're just going to have to restart, and that's not the end of the world.
Yeah, there's this journey of pivoting and trying again that you really went on this spring. Henry, thank you so much for sharing your story and your entrepreneurial journey with us. And congratulations on graduating from the Social Innovators Program.
Thank you.